going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
All right. Everybody's missing the significance of this Supreme Court ruling, which was huge with a Y. Not nearly huge, but huge with a Y. So you know it was actually huge. Yep, the main headline, our side and everywhere else. Supreme Court gave the Trump administration the authority to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport dangerous gang members. Awesome. Great win. But that's not the story. No, the story is that we just dodged a coup by the Democrats. And our side completely missed it. We came this close to changing the republic, having it operate in a way it never has before. We just came this close to judges turning into an oligarchic dictatorship. And it was all because of Amy Coney Barrett. But I'll get to that in a minute. Our side not spinning this right. No. Everybody said, well, yeah, it's great. He can use the Alien Enemies Act. Yes, he can, sort of. He's going to have to have a hearing for each illegal he deports. But yes, he can use the Alien Enemies Act. Yay, we win. No, take a look at what they just did. Oh, this was so much more, and the implications were staggering. In the ruling, 5-4, the winning side said, no judge shopping. Folks, this was not an illegal immigration ruling. This was a judge shopping ruling. They actually use the term judge shopping. Let's put this into Google. How many federal districts, because I'm forgetting, courts are there? How many? 94 district courts. I knew it was either 74 or 94. I couldn't remember. 94 federal district courts. But all of the Democrats' cases end up in D.C. Weird, right? How many judges are there? 700. But they all end up in front of Boasberg. Weird, right? In fact, statistically, this is all very well impossible.
You've got Judge Boasberg in the D.C. District Court level that's being assigned cases that are supposed to be random. It's statistically impossible, Laura, for him to get the number of high-profile cases he's gotten. So something's going on right here, going on right now, and it stinks.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah, that was Republican Senator Eric Schmidt. He's not wrong. There's 11 federal judges in the D.C. District Court. So Boasberg shouldn't be getting all the cases since he has a less than 10% chance of getting any one of them. But he is. Well, so what they were ruling on, and when I first heard about the ruling, I was very surprised because John Roberts is a big open borders guy. I thought, why would he vote that way? He's a Bush guy. They have one value in their religion, and it's open borders, erasure of sovereignty. So, what is it, John Roberts? And then I realized when I read the details, oh, this is not the ruling on the Alien Enemies Act. They're saying, yes, you can use it, but you got to have a hearing for each one. And those will be appealed all the way up to Supreme Court. Trust me, this is going to go on for years. These Tren de Aragua dudes will still be sitting here by the time Trump leaves office, a lot of them. But and Judge Roberts knows that. what Judge Roberts did, the reason he voted with the majority, even though he's an open borders guy, he was ruling on, can you judge shop? And the court and the court said, no, you can't. Democrats cannot file every case in the D.C. district. Why? For the same that, but the court wrote what I've been saying. You can't pick your favorite one out of 94. You have to go with the one you have jurisdiction in. That was Texas. And so that's what this court case said. No. They were deported from Texas. That is the jurisdiction. Go sit before a Texas judge. Well, Democrats don't want to because it's not going to go their way. Now, the other problem is if they can't get Boasberg, Boasberg's family takes in hundreds of thousands of dollars every year from their Democrat NGOs funded by you, the taxpayer. Democrat, his daughter works there. His wife makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year for her pro-abortion NGO. The daughter works for a pro-illegal immigration NGO. And his sister and a brother, they run hundreds of thousands of Democrat taxpayer dollars. And I guess mine too, through their NGOs. He's totally owned. I mean, they got him. That's how he lives in a $2.25 million mansion. He only makes $200,000 a year. They wanted that guy to hear all the Trump cases, especially the Trump immigration cases. Now, think about where Boasberg was. He was this close, and I actually did a video on this yesterday because it was coming, to sending members of the Trump administration to prison. Now, I don't know who he was going to get to arrest them, but he was working up to contempt charges. He had already ordered them to turn over the names of everybody who watched from the Trump administration his ruling that they were not to fly those Trinidad Aragua illegal immigrants out of the country to El Salvador. He was very open that he was collecting this information for contempt of court and that jail was on the table. Can you imagine? And here's what the Democrats were going to do, folks. They were going to take the national security staff, think Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security, Tom Homan, and those underneath them who've been so effective and put them in jail so their Trinidad Aragua illegal immigrant voters can roam free. But that is how all of this lawfare ends. It always ends with the Republican who goes in front of the Democrat judge, headed to jail or paying massive fines or convicted of 34 felonies. That's where they were going. And folks, they would have put all these cases in front of that D.C. district. In fact, about 72 hours after Elon Musk unveiled that the Democrats had illegally given out 6 million Social Security numbers and illegally signed up 1.3 million illegals for Medicaid, within 72 hours, the Democrats filed, because remember, they were voting. They had allowed some of them onto the voter rolls, thousands of them in just three states, and many had voted. The Democrats filed another case in the D.C. district to block Donald Trump from running the voter rolls in states across the country against federal immigration databases and Social Security databases. In other words, those illegals are hidden on those rolls. They went right to the D.C. courts to stop Trump from finding the names. Folks, this would have been a judicial dictatorship is what I'm saying. And we avoided it by the razor's edge. Can you imagine this? Amy Coney Barrett stabbing Trump in America in the back, voting with the three liberal justices in a narrow 5-4 ruling. Folks, this would have changed America completely. These judicial dictators, there wasn't going to be another Republican president. You just have the judicial dictator by dictates of the Supreme Court telling them they can't do anything that the Democrats don't like. And folks, I opened the show with this today, the first hour, this incredible lawsuit in which the Democrats, and I was very good for them, finally admit, yes, we want illegals to vote. They are actually suing the Trump administration to stop him from running the voter rolls against federal immigration databases, which, by the way, used to be done in this country before Joe Biden. You didn't need an executive order. It was just standard. Biden blocked it. Why? Because we know why. They loaded almost 6 million illegals onto those. They gave them Social Security numbers illegally, and they put thousands of them on the voter rolls, if not millions. We've only looked at three states. We found thousands registered to vote. Many did. Within 3 days of Elon Musk doing that presentation on where all of the Democrats' voters were and how they were building a shadow voting electorate of illegals, just like I've always told you, they filed this lawsuit. Where'd they file it? Say it with me. D.C. District Court. They were going to run this by Boasberg. There's other liberals on that court too. They're all liberal. There's 11 of them.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
One court out of 94. Now think about this for a minute. Texter pointed this out earlier. This was a 5-4 decision. Razor's edge. Amy Coney Barrett, who might as well have written her dissent with crayon, actually voted with the Liberals. Think about where we'd be this morning. She sided with the Liberals. This would have opened up a total era of lawfare. We were on the razor's edge. Thank God Roberts went with us. Because you know what the Democrats would be able to do? They'd be able to walk into Boasberg's courtroom with every single case. Or at a minimum, have it heard. These two on illegal immigrants, they're trying to block Trump from checking to see if their citizens say they have a right to vote. No, they don't. They filed it in Massachusetts and D.C. Well, they did that a couple of D's before this ruling, so I don't even think those cases could be heard there. Now, I think those cases are probably null and void. They're going to end up in each state. They're going to end up in those jurisdictions. They're not going to get an uncorrupt judge who's not an automatic liberal to go for that. They're not. You know what this just did to them? They are yowling in pain. But here, folks, the scary part, Amy Coney Barrett tried to give them the ability, just the Democrats, because we never get away with it, to judge shop. Do you know what that would have meant? Judge Boasberg and maybe a handful of other liberal judicial dictators might as well have installed cubbies in the Oval Office so Trump could just, you know, look over and go, is this okay? Can I do this? You're going to let me? Amy Coney Barrett was on board for that. That's what her vote ultimately means. She nuanced herself in her decision, but does it matter? Folks, we've never had that. That would be totally new. That would be a judicial dictatorship run out of the D.C. district courts. And we'd never have a Republican presidency again. Do you know how close we just came to a judicial coup led by Amy Coney Barrett? And of course, you know, I expect the left-wing sisters on the court, who don't have 10 IQ points, you know, among them to do that. I don't know what she was. She's just hateful. And you know what else she is? Democrat. Told you. Some of you got so mad at me for screaming about Trump appointing her. Never doubt me. I knew exactly what she was. And this proves it. So, folks, here we are. We have power. We control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And we just came this close to a coup. The Trump presidency would have ground to a halt if one other Supreme Court justice voted with Amy Coney Barrett and the liberals. This would be a whole new day in America. We've never lived like this before. Again, the way these districts were when they were created by Congress, very simple. You go to the judge in the district where the question, a legal question, occurred. The only other way to do it would be we'd have to just demolish them. Congress would. I don't know if Mike DeKnife can get the votes for that. But we just almost had a judicial coup. We just almost had a coup against the Republic overnight. Wow. That, you know what? Just thank God for that. And you understand what was at stake here.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.